From the Gospel of Mark this morning, we hear a lot about waiting and watching. Now, this is not a passive, sitting around type of waiting, but an active, watchful, prayerful waiting. A waiting which demands total trust and reliance on God. A waiting which calls us to live into the intensity of our last days while simultaneously living our daily lives. For any of us who practice discipleship, for any who truly desire to seek the truth of the kingdom of God, Mark extends an invitation to remain watchful and reminds us to develop an awareness of the big picture of life rather than just the snapshot of our own lives. Mark reminds us today that we are not only living in the moment, but that we also live throughout history, and our role is to be alert in order to see and notice things that we would not ordinarily notice. Alertness invites us to have an up-close and personal view of God's activity in the world. Alertness perhaps may even offer us an opportunity to experience Christ when he enters our room, or when he feeds us through the Eucharist, or even when he shuffles past us on the street. Being alert is a spiritual posture, and we are called to be Advent people who wait and watch for Christ to appear in our lives and manifest in ways we wouldn't even dare to imagine. Mark's gospel may be interpreted as a story simply about a man and his servants, but I believe our gospel reading is about much more than a story of a man and his slaves, and more about a story of how Jesus chooses to include each of us into a story of salvation for the world. And it is within this story where we might discover how our gifts and talents will be created and fine-tuned in order to build up God's earthly kingdom. Within this story, we are shown how we must maintain a state of waiting and watchfulness in order for the story to be complete and whole. And it is not only us who are waiting and watching. Jesus is also waiting and watching for the chapter of our life where he is invited to become a part of our lives and to actively participate in the changes which will occur throughout our spiritual journey. Jesus wants to ensure that we understand the need to keep awake or to remain in a state of awareness where we are open to seeing life as God desires us to see it, full of its hopes and possibilities, while at the same time experiencing its suffering and its longing for completeness. Buddhist thought describes this as an attitude of mindfulness. Thich Nhat Hanh writes, "Our effort is to practice mindfulness in each moment, to know what is going on within and around us. As monks, we sit, we walk, and we eat. When we sit, we know we are sitting. When we walk, we know we are walking. When we eat, we know we are eating." I wonder if we could say that this is true for us as we move through the busyness of life. Quite often, we may find ourselves lost in the past or carried away by future projects and concerns. In a world of woes and sufferings, we might find ourselves retreating to dark spaces and may often wonder, how are we to stay alert? How are we to remain focused on building up the kingdom of God? When mindfulness is practiced, we touch deeply into the present moment where we can see and listen. And it is then that mindfulness renders fruit of understanding, acceptance, love, and the desire to relieve suffering and usher in joy. I believe in our tradition, this is what Advent is all about. We wait with an eager anticipation of God coming into our lives gracefully and unexpectedly. And as we wait, we are to turn the gaze off of self for a while as we look at the needs of others and work to provide care for them. Advent is about waiting and hoping for the one who comes into the world with good news of great joy for everyone. There is a story told about a superintendent of a Christian school who became concerned after a visit to one of the schools in his district. Upon visiting a particular school, he became very upset with the condition of the classrooms. He found papers scattered on the floors and clutter around and in the students' desks. The superintendent wondered how could learning and growth occur in such an untidy environment. So he decided to take action. He chose one classroom for an experiment and made a proposition. He said to the students, "Your teacher, your principal, and I work extremely hard to provide a well-equipped classroom for you to enjoy. But we need your help in order that you all can have a safe place to grow and learn. Many of you have crumbled papers inside your desk. Books are left open and pages bent. There are pencils and debris under your desk. And I would like each of you to clean your desk today and begin each school year resolving to keep it neat and clean. One day I will return and inspect your desk, and the person with the neatest and cleanest desk will be given a $100 bill. Now, I will not tell you when I will visit, and it will be a surprise. Neither your teacher or principal will know the hour or the day." Of course, the children shouted with joy and began immediately filling the trash cans with paper, stacking their books neatly, and organizing their pens and pencils. Every morning for the first weeks, each student checked his desk to make sure it was neat and organized. Each day, they awaited for their superintendent to return. Within a few weeks, a few boys grew weary of the challenge and returned to their former habits. By the third week, more students remarked, "I doubt if he will come back at all. He just said that to make us clean our desk." After about 2 months, no one in the classroom bothered to inspect their desks and eventually forgot the superintendent's charge, except for one little girl. Dutifully, she inspected her desk every morning, and several times a day, she would check to make certain things were in their proper place. For months, the other students would tease her, saying, "You know he is not coming back. Why do you keep looking for him?" Still, the girl would remain quiet and kept her desk in perfect condition. Toward the end of the school year, there was a knock on the door, and the superintendent entered. Quickly, the students began to frantically clean up, but he instructed them to stop, and each student was asked to stand beside their desk for inspection. One after another, he rejected the desk. Some students tried to make excuses, but to no avail. Another student tried to blame the teacher for not reminding them, and another blamed the superintendent for making them wait for such a long time. And finally, the superintendent arrived at the desk of the little girl, who confidently displayed her well-organized desk. After inspection, she was asked to come to the front of the class, where she was awarded a crisp $100 bill. The superintendent announced very kindly, "This girl never stopped believing that I would return, so she kept her desk in perfect order. She did not need to worry about the day or the hour that I would arrive, because she was always ready." My sisters and brothers in Christ, we too are all called to be ready without worry or fear, to be awake, to be alert, for we know not the day nor the hour. And while we wait, we must rest assured that our waiting is not in vain. We must make certain We are always called to be ready for that day or evening or night when Christ returns. And so begins our entry into the season of Advent. Advent is not just a liturgical season of the year, but a reality of life which plays out in many different ways. Advent appears in many places in life and is not just limited to the four Sundays before Christmas. Each time we experience an Advent story, we each should experience the prophet of Isaiah's cry, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down." Isaiah gives voice to the cry of an anguished heart, which calls out in the wilderness asking, "Where is God? And why won't God come to our rescue?" We have all experienced life situations that give rise to these types of questions. But Advent comes close to the end of the year to remind us of a spiritual truth. We can only have a sense of God's absence if we have experienced God's presence. We can talk and cry out about the silence of God only because at some point along our wilderness journey, we have heard God speak or have experienced God's activity in our lives. How often do we forget God's awesome deeds, which we did not expect? But then we expect God to act or show up in the very same way and according to our schedule. And just perhaps when God does not act in the same ways we have experienced in the past, we feel God is absent, silent, or has forgotten us. In these seasons, we must remember that God never leaves us. Quite often, God is present and active, but not in the ways that we expect. In these seasons, we must be diligent to watch and pray and pray and watch. The Advent seasons of our lives are indeed seasons of waiting. They are those in-between times, those transitional times. During Advent, we live in between what was and what will become. In Advent, we are neither here or there, but we are betwixt and between. And sometimes we may find that this season of life is difficult for us and even downright impossible to navigate. But if we can stay the course, we will find that it is within these sometimes dark spaces of life where we can be drawn deeper into the divine mystery, as we are reminded that we do not hold the keys to life and we can never see all of its possibilities. The season of Advent challenges us to check our personal attitudes and our positions on how we view the world and how we view God. Advent invites us to recall Mark's passage about the fig tree. Read the signs correctly. When its branch becomes tender and puts forth leaves, you know summer is near. Whenever darkness becomes our reality, when we feel abandoned and lost, whenever we feel there is nothing to wait or watch for, be reminded that the Son of Man is near and there is a light always around us. All we need to do to receive the light is to be diligent at the watch, to show up each day knowing and believing that darkness can never overshadow the light and love of God. And yes, waiting in darkness can be uncomfortable, but it is also an act of faithfulness and an act of surrender. Advent reminds us that being watchful is truly some of the hardest work we will ever do. But we can always rest assured that just as Jesus spoke to the disciples, Jesus still speaks to us today, reminding and encouraging us to be aware, to be alert, to be ready, to stay woke. For we do not know the day or the hour. Amen.